Hello, this is Amy Novak with this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. The House approved on a 231 to 191 vote a $286 billion five-year farm bill that contains provisions important to the U.S. pork industry, including much-needed fixes to the mandatory country of origin labeling law. Among the MQL changes the bill would ease record-keeping for verifying an animal's country of origin by allowing existing records such as normal business records, animal health papers, and import or customs documents to be used. Allow meat from animals born in another country but raised and slaughtered in the United States, such as Canadian feeder pigs, to be labeled products of the U.S. and other country. The law still allows a U.S. origin product label only for meat derived from animals born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States. And the bill would allow processed products to be labeled with lists of countries from which they were derived. The legislation includes a conservation and energy titles that recognize pork producers' role in protecting the environment and contributing through, for example, technologies to convert methane to energy, to the country's energy security, and provides a boost to U.S. pork exports by increasing funds for the Market Access Program. It also maintains baseline funding for the commodity and conservation titles, reauthorizes the farm safety net components, keeps loan rates countercyclical and direct payments in accord with the 2002 Farm Bill, and increases funding for conservation programs such as the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. Additionally, the EQIP application process would be streamlined and the types of activities for which producers could receive incentive payments would be expanded. The bill also includes a sense of Congress resolution that livestock manure not be deemed a hazardous substance under federal Superfund laws. The National Pork Producers Council strongly supports the 2007 Farm Bill and is asking pork producers to urge their senators to quickly approve, when Congress returns from its August recess, a farm bill that maintains producers' competitive advantage in the global marketplace, that strengthens their competitiveness and protects producers from incentives that would adversely affect their livelihoods, such as mandates on production practices or restrictions on how they market their hogs. The House is expected to take up its fiscal 2008 agricultural funding bill soon. While the Senate may delay action on its agricultural appropriations measure until September, after Congress returns from its August recess, the National Pork Producers Council is asking pork producers to contact their representatives immediately and their senators over the recess to urge them to oppose amendments to the agricultural appropriations bill that would adversely affect producers, such as ones to prohibit the use of certain animal health products, to ban fatigued hogs from the food supply, and or to dictate on-farm production practices. The bills approved last week by the Senate and House Appropriations Committee include nearly $19 billion in agricultural program discretionary spending. Both bills include a timeline for the USDA to implement the mandatory country of origin labeling law, which was passed as part of the 2002 Farm Bill and is set to take effect September 30, 2008. For more information about this or other issues affecting the pork industry, please contact the Nebraska Pork Producers Association at 888-627-7675. This concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association.